Admiration of the Sacred Blood, Eucharistic Miracles in Hungary. One of the common manifestations of the religiousness of folks from 13th-14th century Europe was the deep admiration of the sacred blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Its roots reach back to the times of the conquest, where numerous Jesus-related relics arrived in Europe from the sacred land. The Vera icon, a veil of Veronica which was used to wipe off the sweat and blood from Christ's face, is a relic which is located in Rome. It is an integral part of the cult of the admiration of the sacred blood. Saint Bernard of Clairvaux, who amplified the level of devotion in the church, played a dominant role in the creation of the independent admiration of the Veronica veil and elevated the respect of Christ's suffering. This resulted in the Vera icon, the relic to become a destination for pilgrims. The cult of the sacred blood became more popular with the stronger respect of the Holy Eucharist, which was constantly attacked or questioned by the heretics of the times. It is not a coincidence that during the Fourth Lateran and Constance Synod, the transformation was argued and eventually declared in its canonical that Jesus was present in both forms, which started a new custom, the priest holding the bread high and encouraging the flock to shepherd the Holy Eucharist during pilgrimage festivities, sacred processions, and during the priest's visit of the sick. Supernatural events, miracles, and Christ's Eucharistic presence meant spiritual comfort for religious minds. The Eucharistic miracles were mostly born from the skepticism of objective presence. The best example to portray this was the famous Mass of Pope St. Gregory the Great that he celebrated in the Santa Croce Church in Rome. Here, for the skepticism of the Pope, Christ appeared in the face of the man in pain. This Mass of Gregory and its iconographical depiction started a movement with numerous followers of the sacred blood ritual. Analysis of these sacred blood legends points to the possibility that skepticism about the event of transformation, the improper administering of the Holy Communion, stealing the Holy Bread, or using them for pagan rituals, or its desecration, are all reasons of the initiation of this custom. In these cases, the transformation of the bread to flesh and blood or becoming bloody are the signs of improper action or thoughts. Thus, the believer's devotion is strengthened by witnessing the miracle that the bread and wine become Christ's real body and blood. The pilgrimage sites devoted to the sacred blood appeared in Western Europe in the 13th century. Their heydays were in the 14th century. The other types of Eucharistic sacred blood relics are when the poured wine becomes blood. The famous Mass in Bolsena in 1263 is the archetype of this miracle. A Czech priest, being skeptical of the true transformation, traveled to Rome to get rid of his doubts. On the way home, he celebrated a Mass in Bolsena when, breaking the bread above the chalice, blood boiled up, coloring the cloth underneath, taking up the shape of the Vera icon, depiction of Christ's face. Pope Urban IV investigated the phenomenon and ordered the cloth to be taken to the Dome of Orvieto, declaring a holiday for celebrating the Lord's Day throughout the Church.